Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Holy living God, stir a fire in our souls to see how you breathe forth the Holy Scripture, to see and understand you are the sovereign God who set forth in Egypt the way of deliverance would be through the blood of the Lamb. So we may see the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, truly does deliver from sin and eternal death. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Time. A four short-lettered word, time. But it seems like every time I turn around, time just seems to fly by. Another year has flown by. Another birthday has gone by. And it draws me to reminiscing that 40 years ago this week, I got my motorcycle license. That was fun. We had moved to Montgomery, Alabama at the beginning of the summer, and I was just looking forward to my 14th birthday, because in Alabama at that time, at age 14, it was old enough to get a motorcycle license. I was really looking forward to that birthday. See, we knew we were going to be moving, and so I sold my go-kart, I sold a bicycle, and with that money, I bought a Yamaha DT100. About a 1970 Enduro. And I had my eyes set on that 14th birthday, being in Alabama, and my motorcycle's coming with me. Now, my usual routine in Alabama, I was 8th grade, I'd get home from school, I'd change clothes, and I'd spend the rest of the day riding the motorcycle. I still got A's, but I spent the rest of the day riding motorcycle. I mean, we were set in a wonderland. There were lots of places to ride around for me because we had moved into a housing development and the road ended right past our driveway. So right out there was all these woods and trees and streams and fields. And then through the time they were there, the earth mover would come along and change it into housing building plots. I got a couple flat tires from nails from houses and so on. But I mean, I had the time of my life riding off-road. I mean, it was a wonderland. And now, 40 years later, and I know my days of riding my motorcycle are behind me. And then I say, reach back in time. This week, 1814, Francis Scott Key sees the Star-Spangled Banner still waving over Fort McHenry. And he concludes his poem with words that really express a profound Christian faith, his own Christian faith, and also the faith of the nation. This is from the fourth stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made us and preserved us as a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause is just, and this our motto be, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave over the land of the free and to the home of the brave. Now reach back in time some more, 2,000 years, 3,000 years, almost 4,000 years ago in the land of Egypt, as Moses and Aaron are speaking to Pharaoh with the command from the Lord, the God of Israel. The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to say to you, let my people go, so that they may worship me in the desert. I ask you, do you realize all the Lord God is doing in Egypt? Do you comprehend the power being displayed by the Lord God is more than the plagues that were brought upon Egypt? Each plague is a different testimony that a god of Egypt is a false god. Each plague ratcheting up the ante, separating and distinguishing Israel from the Egyptians, showing that the Lord God, the God of Israel, is the living God. But there is more, much more happening here. Moses and Aaron didn't have the perspective we have. For them, it was a matter of obedience. Do as the Lord commanded. Especially as we enter Exodus chapter 12, where the Lord God gives the lasting ordinance that Israel is to commemorate as a celebration festival to the Lord. The Passover ordinance is given. Moses, Aaron, and all Israel were to be obedient and do all that the Lord commanded. The Lord God changes their monthly calendar. The Lord God commanded to select a lamb without blemish. In other words, select the very best. Selected on the 10th day of the month. Why a lamb? Why not a bull? Why not a rabbit? Why not another animal? Why a lamb? That's a question we don't have to answer. Simply in obedience. The Lord commanded a lamb. Sacrifice the lamb on the 14th day at twilight and take some blood and place the blood on the top and the sides of the door frame. Why? Because the Lord commanded. That is a sufficient answer. Obedience is what Israel is learning here. Obedience is what Israel is coming to know. But I ask you, do you hear the deeper meaning that is happening here? Israel had no idea at the time of the deeper meaning, but you should be hearing the deeper meaning because you are coming from a perspective that is thousands of years later. Death will pass over? How? Why? I point you to Exodus 12, chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. This is the Lord God speaking. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt, and I will strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Think of the situation of the Hebrew people, all of Israel in Egypt at that time. They were oppressed. They were in bondage. They could not escape. Egypt was powerful. And for Israel to leave it, it would take an act of God to deliver them. Years earlier, Joseph was used by God to help the region survive a famine. Israel and his sons and their families settled in Goshen. Before Joseph died, he spoke a promise to his brothers and all the families. It's recorded in Genesis 50, verse 24. Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die. But God will surely come to your aid and take you up out of this land to the land he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Joseph also had them swear an oath to take his bones with them as they go to the promised land. And years pass from Joseph's dying, and Israel continues to grow in numbers. A new king comes to power in Egypt who did not know about Joseph. And seeing how numerous the Hebrews were in Goshen, they decided to deal shrewdly with them, or they may join Egypt's enemies and leave. Slave masters were put over them. Forced labor became their way of life. They were oppressed. And the more they were oppressed, the more Israel grew. And Egypt came to dread Israel. Egypt made life bitter for Israel and worked them ruthlessly. Israel cried out for deliverance to the Lord God. They cried out for deliverance from the bondage. Israel cried out for a deliverer. For Israel to be free, to be delivered from oppression and bondage, it would take an act of God. They were powerless and their only hope was the living God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac. Oh, God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, you are our hope. And Israel cried out for deliverance from bondage. They cried out to the one true living God to deliver them. In the oppression and bondage of sin, caught up in the empty promises of the devil, we are powerless to get ourselves free. Deliverance must come from outside of us. Deliverance must come from the living God. Exodus 12 shows us this eternal truth. Deliverance from death can only come from the living God. And it is God who sets the way and the means that this deliverance will come. It is through the blood of the Lamb. Let this truth establish itself in you. God sets the way and means of deliverance. God commanded that deliverance would come through the blood of the Lamb. Lamb's blood on the doorpost and top of the door frame. Death would pass over. No blood of the Lamb as a sign. Death would enter and the firstborn would die. The difference between life and death is the blood of the Lamb. Are you feeling the deeper meaning welling up inside of you? Are you starting to see the gospel of Jesus Christ is set forth here in Exodus 12? Deliverance through the blood of the Lamb. Redemption through the blood of the Lamb. On the night he was betrayed in the upper room, the Lord Jesus Christ said, it's recorded in Luke 22, verse 15, and Jesus said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Did you hear those words Jesus said to his disciples? I have eagerly desired. Eagerly desired to have this Passover with you before I suffer. Then Jesus took the bread and said, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. Then Jesus took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. The lasting ordinance, the festival to the Lord, commanded by the Lord God in Exodus chapter 12, has now come at that table in the upper room to its deeper and full meaning. Deliverance by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. That phrase, poured out, means to lay down his life. I lay my life down for you. I shed my blood for you. The blood of the Lamb is for you. The Lord commanded in Exodus 12, the Lamb shall be without blemish. I take you to the Apostle Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but he was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. And listen to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, Cleanse our conscience from the acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Exodus 12, the lamb without blemish. 1 Peter talks about the lamb without blemish. Hebrews 9, Jesus himself presents himself as unblemished to God. Do you see the deeper meaning of Exodus 12? Do you see the gospel of Jesus Christ there in Exodus 12? Just as Israel was powerless and unable to free themselves from bondage in Egypt, you are powerless and unable to free yourself from the bondage to sin. Deliverance must come from the living God. And the living God sets the way of deliverance through the blood of the Lamb. For death to pass over Israel, Israel had to obey the directions from the Lord through Moses and Aaron. Place the blood of the unblemished lamb on the top and sides of the doorframe. For eternal death to pass over you, you must believe in Christ, Jesus, the Son of the living God. And the power found in His blood will wash you clean from all your sin, and death will pass over you. The only way in Egypt for the destroyer to pass over was the sign of the blood on the doorframe. And that blood must come from that unblemished lamb. There is no other way. Exodus chapter 12, verse 23. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, He will see the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe and will pass over that doorway. And He will not permit the destroyer to enter your house and strike you down. Likewise, the only way to eternal life is through the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then Luke writes, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Are you starting to put this all together in your own life? Are you starting to see the deeper meaning and even greater power of the living God? Consider the number of years from Exodus chapter 12 to that Passover feast in the upper room in Jerusalem. Do you now know? Do you really know that the Lord God breathed the written Word of God, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures? There is no other explanation for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be rooted there in Exodus chapter 12, where thousands, yes, thousands of years separate the events. And consider Jesus, the Son of God, stating, He eagerly desired to share this Passover with the disciples before He suffered. And then He spoke, the new covenant is in His blood poured out for you. Poured out for you. Free gift. You can't earn it. You receive it by faith. It's all by grace. All by grace. He poured out His blood for you. Yes, for you. Believe Jesus is the Christ, and you will be delivered from bondage to sin, the devil, and all His empty promises. You will be delivered to that promised land of heaven, and you will have eternal life because of the blood of the Lamb. You have eternal life. So when death comes to us, we do not mourn as people who have no hope. We have life. We have life because of the blood of the Lamb. Exodus 12 and the cross of Christ. To understand that cross of Christ, read Exodus 12. To understand Exodus 12, look at that cross of Christ. The gospel ties the two together, and death will pass over you. Wow. You have life. Eternal life. Amen. And amen.